sound again, this song again, and we've heard this before, and like, I've heard this before, and I don't want to make these sounds anymore.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So,
it's a lesson in subtlety, I think, to kind of pick up somebody else's guitar, and this guitar's got so many great songs in it.
Yeah.
And like, really pass it this way, thing. You know, but if...
Can I spend a few months with it?
Yeah, and you know, and you know, maybe that's true, and I'd like to think that it is in some way, but if you're sitting there playing a new guitar, it's so subtle and still so transformative for your brain at that point, I think.
It's true. Are you familiar with The Singing Nun from the 60s?
Yeah.
Yeah. She sings that song about her guitar, and she wrote all those songs on her song Adele. I just discovered her recently, and I find that relationship to her guitar to be really touching and beautiful. And it seems like she'd never needed another lover when it came to her instrument.
That's right.
Just Adele. Just Adele. Those are amazing songs.
That was delicately said. I love it. So do you have any favorite authors or books that don't have anything to do with your writing, or maybe do?
I think everything has to do with everything, really. And that, you know, when you least expect it, something surfaces from the subconscious that either you had tried to repress or didn't think you had to repress. And I mean, I think if you like something, it's bound to be transformed in your own psyche and whatever, and come out in what you do. Maybe it goes into a song, or maybe it goes into the way you
make
your
sandwich.
Coffee.
I'm
rereading Confederacy of Dunces right now, which
it's a great book.
It's a happy accident. I have a friend, Belinda, who lives in Birmingham, and we were just going through there recently, and a few months ago she wrote me saying, like, what should I read, and just I hadn't thought of the book in a long time, and I thought of that, and I recommended it, and she picked it up and read it, and when we went through Birmingham she gave it back to me. Well, I never had this copy of it, but she gave me back the presence of the book, and I was like, oh, this is perfect, because I forgot to bring anything on the road. And I've been I'm about halfway through it at this point. It's sparkling as ever.
Yeah, I hadn't picked it up in 2 or 3 years, and I might go back.
Might be time.
My valve, I think, is acting up right now. I should respond.
Mine is pretty open. I feel pretty good right now.
That's good. That's good. So, did you ever get into? I know your dad is a famous fan of Elvis, and he did. You ever, as a result of that, get into? This is a strictly songwriting question, like Lieber and Stoller or any kind of these crafty Tin Pan Alley songwriters that...
I couldn't name a single Lieber and Stoller tune. Could you? You probably could. Sounds like you could.
Yeah,
you say it as if you could.
Yeah, they're interesting guys, you know?
Yeah.
I mean...
What are some of the...
Jailhouse Rock.
Oh,
like,
sure,
like,
yeah.
Famous stuff. So, like, they wrote, like, big hits. And
Right. I should know this, probably.
That's fine. It's wonderful. It's just... I always wonder, like... I'm always interested to hear if somebody comes from a background of, like, well, what I did before I started to write a song is I learned 50,000 songs, and I wrote 50,000 songs, and then I said, now I'm going to try and make this particular statement with this background of.
Right.
You know, like in a painting sense, if you're like, I'm going to imitate this still life of a duck and a basketball, and then, you know, you move on, and then now I'm going to try to capture a bird in flight with my hand and...
Right, I can do it because I've done it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably write better songs if I had done that kind of exercise, and there's still time for it.
Was there some time when you were a kid and you heard a lyric or a song or something, and the format of, like, a 3-minute song kind of clicked into place, and you were like, I might do this myself one day, or I might have an inclination to write a song?
Huh. I think I'm only having those realizations recently. I mean, I think a song or two off of the most recent record were more informed by that sort of thought than on the first record I made. But I don't remember a time in early days when I was conscious of, you know, the potency of, like, the form of...
Sure.
Of a pop song. Is that what we're talking about?
You're right on, yeah.
Good.
So, if you don't mind, I'll... say a couple songwriters that are sort of typical mainstream people, if you can say if they're a song
say
that comes
or
to
nay.
Mind. Yeah, no, yeah. Just say yay or nay.
No, thank you.
less of a
reaction.
Okay,
so you're going to tell me a name and I'm just going to free associate.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Joni Mitchell.
Blue.
Cole Porter.
Red.
Perfect. Ray Davies.
Black.
Burt Bacharach.
Piano Teeth.
We will we'll wrap it up there, Ellis.
Okay.
Thanks a bunch, man.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
Good to meet you.
Yeah,
we'll
nice to meet you
someday.
As well. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, with ponytails.
With ponytails, yeah.
Right.
Maybe that's the title. I was trying to remember that Dan Towns Van Zandt song that I love so much. I haven't heard it in years.
How's it going? What's that?